This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Here's what we're going to do.
Just see some lady at a desk in Bala Cynwyd making chicken scratches.
Yeah.
Well, she got another one. Lucky her. I was just about to rifle off another email.
Mm.
She saved herself. Don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive, you guys. It's our responsibility to make sure you don't text and drive.
Right.
PSAs that are out there, they're not enough. Just common sense, not enough. You got to hear from us, too.
Right.
We're happy to do it. You know, we want you to be here with us every morning. Don't be a duh. Don't text and drive.
Don't smoke cigarettes either, and try to get some sleep once in a while.
Careful with that iron.
Yeah. Hey, you know, have a sandwich, too, you know?
Right. You're looking a little peaked. And right. Maybe, you know, eat an apple every day. We got you. Don't text and drive, man. You heard it here first.
Beer is not lunch.
Are you sure?
All right, beer's lunch, but it's not breakfast.
All right, last hour we did the charts, and then we heard about a song that Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran are doing together, and we talked about the song that Ed Sheeran wrote for Justin Bieber, and I said, Ed Sheeran sings on that song, too. Yeah. And everyone said, no, he doesn't. And now I'm going to find out if I'm right or wrong, because Bryn's been teasing me with this.
Get burned.
I bet I am. You know, it's so funny, because as soon as he said he found it, I'm like, no, this is going to be a burn on me, isn't it?
No confidence. Where's your confidence? You were so confident.
Yeah,
everybody.
At us. Right there.
But
that was him.
But everybody was jumped on me. I'm like, God, I guess I'm wrong. All right, here we go.
Let's hear it. Here it is.
Oh, thank God.
But the part where you're saying is him, I don't think that's...
That's not him.
That's him.
Not
you're
him.
Wrong. Sure him. It is. Let's hear it again. That's him.
No, the part you're saying this part, you think part, yeah. I think he's just doing harmonies, and that's Justin backing himself up. That's how I feel.
I don't think so. Guy's clearly got an English accent. You can hear it, like his voice has a whole different timbre to it. Jane, you know who'll know? Jane. Is Jane coming in today?
Yeah.
All right, Jane.
Well, he's driving right now.
Let us know.
Don't
text and drive.
Right, don't text and drive.
Don't text us until later.
But she'll be here soon.
Yeah.
Swoon.
I'll ask her. Oh, swoon. She'll be here soon. Oh. So we still don't have a baby for the royal baby.
Got what? We don't have a baby for the royal baby.
We don't have
baby.
A name.
That's what I meant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I was looking at the word baby.
George. Duh.
Isn't the William guy named his kid George?
That's what I thought, too.
What's the third baby's name? There's George, Charlotte, and Louis or something.
Okay, so go Henry.
Prince what?
Well, like Henry Jr.?
Yeah, or whatever. Or I don't know.
Is Harry? Harry's just Harry, not Henry.
Yeah,
yeah, Henry's adorable.
Hank.
Little Hank.
That's
Prince
cute.
Hank.
I would have named a boy Henry. And I wouldn't
Henry's
name a
great...
boy Harry, because that's just, it's weirder.
Well, Harry Hassan.
Right.
Harry's actually Henry, Charles.
Oh, well, there you go, Henry Jr. Oh,
Albert David.
You're saying Harry is Henry?
Yeah.
That's what it says, yeah.
Oh.
Henry, Charles, Albert, David.
Four first names.
That's a lot of damn names.
What's the brother's name?
William.
Oh, William.
Anyway, baby Sussex is what we call the kid right now. They took, they introduced their son to the world. So there's a picture. Meghan looks stunning in some kind of a coat-looking dress without sleeves. It's white. She looks beautiful. They look very happy. I mean, they're, you know, did you get any audio from them? They're over the moon.
Yeah, the interviewer is asking all the pressing questions. It's very interesting.
Oh, listen to the music, too.
I know.
This is lovely. Here's the first shot of him, Vin. Here's a little shot of his profile being held.
Voices.
Somebody zoomed in. It's fantastic. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's Instagram birth announcement has broken a royal record. Mm-hmm. We're very jealous. We must have more children so that we have more likes. At the time of this posting, the announcement has 2.720 likes on Instagram. That means 2.720 million. Million.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah, sorry, man. I'm leaving out words and I add words. I substitute words. You just have to follow along.
Wait, so you can't even get 3 likes?
2.7 likes. Close.
Man.
We are nearly at 3. We are pleased to announce that their royal highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, welcomed their first newborn child in the early morning of May 6th. 6th of May, 2019. Their royal highness's son weighs 7 pounds, 3 ounces. That is all the information we have. We have no name. We have no finger and toe count. We're just making assumptions that the baby is perfect because he's a royal. And now we will go have tea.
A lot of people are saying the baby should be named Spencer.
Why Spencer? Oh, Diana. Like Diana Spencer. Yeah, that's cute. So you know how Tekashi 6ix9ine's in prison?
Yeah.
And like maybe forever, although he thinks he's getting out pretty soon.
Seems like he's up to no good, so.
And then he's got that girlfriend.
That's kind of how that works, right?
Jade. Yeah. What was he? It was like freaking armed burglar. It was all kinds of racketeering and arms charges. And yeah, so he's in jail.
Assault.
Yeah, he's not a good guy. But Jade loves him. This chick, Jade. You might remember just a few months ago, I think right when he was incarcerated, she got to go in there and he was hugging on her and squeezing her buns and stuff. And she's very pretty. She had already gotten a 6ix9ine tattoo over her right breast. Just, you know, just like his head, like he's got on his head and his forehead. She got it right on her right breast. And now she's just, I don't know who the artist is, but wow. She's got his whole face on there, and we spent, I swear to God, we spent
Portraits are a bad idea.
Oh, you are not kidding. This chick is beautiful, and she's ruined her body.
They have to be, you have to have the best artist do portraits, and even then, they come out.
Yeah, this did not come out.
Rough.
However, you know, she clearly loves it. She's posted it. It's enormous. It's got to be, it's as big as her face, basically. We spent 10 minutes this morning looking at the color photos of it. Like, we cannot figure out what's going on with his mouth. Maybe there's a dove flying out of it.
Smoke.
Could be smoke, but it's not in the color picture. It doesn't really look like it. Could be his tongue. Could just be that the artist screwed something up and sort of, you know, put something else over it. It's not great.
He could
be. The first thing I thought is maybe he's barfing. In this portrait that's been drawn directly, not just on her boob, but like up above, like right up to the collarbone.
Is there any chance this is a fake?
I was hoping that. I have no idea of any. Seems real, but you know, you're right. Maybe it's fake. That would be so great. I would feel so relieved for her. Like she's absolutely beautiful, and she has just marred her body with this dude who's going to rot in jail for the rest of his life. Solid life choice.
Well, he might get out early because he's dropping the dime on people.
Oh, is that how you get out? Mm-hmm. You'd be a snitch? Mm-hmm. That's going to go over well for him when he gets out.
Snitches those get people. Stitches.
And then some. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this chick Jade, she's Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend, and she just got an absolutely horrible portrait of him right on her upper chest.
If some girl said she was going to do that, I would say, don't do that.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
What if I said I was going to do it?
You do it, please.
Yeah, see how that
works? Get me on you.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Where would you like to be?
Wherever you
I've got nothing but open real estate
Can
here.
You put me I've on got... your the small of your back? That'd be great.
Oh, right as a tramp stamp?
The tramp stamp, yeah.
A little...
I've got the picture that she...
It's smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd smoke. Be so funny. Let me see. Oh, this is the one that she went with?
Gave to the tattoo artist to do.
Boy, that is just awful. Like, she couldn't find a better picture than that even? I mean, Jesus. It looks horrid.
It's horrid. He looks like a it looks like she has a monster tattooed on her chest.
Whatever. All right.
Awful.
So
anyway,
she
congratulations.
Got some jailbird tattooed on her. Great.
She's so like
she's
a good looking very
lady.
Young girl, just giant.
That's the
ugly
problem.
Tattoos.
Is her age, probably right? She's caught up in this celebrity that she's enjoying, based on being his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
Well, I'm wondering if she's handling all his finances.
Doesn't he have people for that? Really, he's going to turn it over to this chick? Mm-hmm. Anyway, congratulations on your super solid life decisions, lady. Rick Singer.
Varsity Blues.
He's the guy who coordinated all these kids getting into school. And then he turned into a snitch. They say he is probably still going to get some jail time, but not nearly what he was looking at.
Oh,
if he gets any.
Oh, he's getting some.
I don't know. He's not right now. He's not. He's living large right now. He's driving around in his Porsche with a couple kayaks strapped to the top of
it. Get the heck out of here.
Having a ball. Having a ball. Not even arrested. He's just out there in the world going, yeah. Oh, yeah, that person did it. Here's my black book. Here's all my, my ledger.
He made calls and let them record him.
Yeah. Rick Singer, the man who pulled all the strings in the massive college admissions bribery case, is living the life. Still living large. He was chilling at a pool Tuesday in St. Petersburg. Of course, he's in St. Petersburg, Florida, so that can't be all good. I guess that he copped a plea to racketeering conspiracy, tax conspiracy, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. He faces a maximum of 65 years in prison, but he is going to get way less because he's turned on those who gave him money and is aiding the authorities that are investigating this whole thing. More than $25 million is what he got from wealthy parents like Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, and that lady in China who gave him $6+ million. So he's been forced to forfeit millions, but he's still got a nice set of wheels, and he's got a couple kayaks up there. I don't know who his plus one is on that trip, but he's out there living large still. So that's great, isn't it? Luke Perry's son, his name is Jack.
He
lost his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the wrestler?
He is.
Kid? He's a wrestler?
Yeah, he's a wrestler. I can't. Is Chris Jericho also a wrestler? Because mm-hmm. he was on Chris Jericho's podcast. Mm-hmm. He just signed a pro. So this kid, Jack Perry, signed a pro wrestling deal with All Elite Wrestling. He goes by Jungle Boy. And I think we saw some videos of him doing some moves right after his dad passed.
Man, his dad wasn't that big. He's big enough to get in the ring, huh?
Guess so.
These guys are huge.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how big this kid is. He looks very, very much like his dad.
I gotta believe Luke Perry's probably my son.
He's 6'2".
He was?
No, not Luke, the boy. Jack Perry is...
So he's very tall.
Yeah, and he's got crazy, curly, wild hair.
Is he skinny like his dad, though?
No, he's muscly.
All right. I don't know. That's weird. But good for him.
Maybe his mom's an Amazon.
Was 5'10".
Yeah, like a regular sized dude.
Yeah, and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So Luke Perry's son is talking about how he is in the new Quentin Tarantino movie. We had heard that Luke Perry's the final role that we'll see him in is in this Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And he revealed that his dad got him into the movie. He's like, I want my son to be in. Quentin was like, all right, that sounds totally reasonable.
Easy enough.
Yep.
Tell him to stand over there.
Exactly. This kid, Jack Perry, is saying Luke Perry was adamant about him joining the ninth film by Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He doesn't have a credit on the main poster, surprise. Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, Al Pacino, Emile Hirsch, Damian Lewis, Bruce Dern, Dakota Fanning, and Luke Perry are given credit on the poster. So he basically says that being in a Tarantino movie was the highlight of Luke's career. He said his dad was so stoked.
I bet.
Like, I love him, and I'm so happy to be in the movie. And then getting to have his son work with him was just a cherry on top.
Right.
So it's just, and then they go on to say, of course, how much he misses him and what he's been up to since his dad passed away. But it's,
which is awful.
It's absolutely tragic. But there's something we can look forward to. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And the wrestling stuff looks very much just one notch above backyard wrestling. I mean,
it doesn't look like the full-on.
He's not one of the guys from
WWE. He's not on the Monday Night SmackDown or whatever.
Raw or whatever.
Yeah.
July 26th.
July 26th is when Once Upon a Time comes out?
Mm-hmm.
He is in all Elite Wrestling.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. AEW.
They clearly have different weight classes.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian has announced that she is going to be doing a new true crime show. She has been, so we know she's studying to be a lawyer. And she got into this because she was, she's been helping. She's freed 17 people now from low-level drug crimes where they got a life sentence, you know. But she's gotten a bunch of people's sentences commuted.
Good for her.
And when she does that, she'll post about it, you know, got another one, freed another one, saved someone else's life. She's helped negotiate the release of 17 inmates in the last 30 days.
Wow.
Oh, so this is on top of the people that she'd done beforehand.
Three young kids.
I know. And a fourth on the way.
And a fourth on the way.
Ah, it pays to be rich.
And still has time to do all this stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
According to TMZ, she has teamed up with the 90 Days of Freedom campaign, which was started by the lawyer, the woman who's, I think she's interning with this woman, Brittany K. Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it First Step Act, and they're trying to get all these people freed. She is supporting the fund financially while the lawyers work to help the prisoners legally.
Isn't Brittany from Mill Valley?
You know, I think we did hear
oh,
that.
Oh, she was the mayor, right?
Right.
Isn't that the story?
I think so.
You know her, right?
I don't know her.
You don't know her?
Mm-mm, I don't.
You don't lunch?
We do not.
You're not ladies at lunch?
No, we're not. We're both ladies at lunch, but she's not in my lunch group, I guess.
Oh.
And my guess is she's probably down in... No, I didn't make her cut. She's probably down in L.A. now. So anyway, she's saying she's taken her passion for justice reform one step further. Kim Kardashian has teamed up with Oxygen Media to announce a true crime series. I don't have a lot of details about the show, but the working title is Kim Kardashian, The Justice Project.
Wow.
She's currently studying to be a lawyer. And on a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she said, I want to focus on all my energy on prison reform. It's kind of crazy because I'm learning it all as I go. I spend more time on this than I do anything else. It's insane, but it's so fun to be around people that are super smart and want and get it and want the same thing. So it looks like there's going to be a new show. Usually you'll probably see that. Don't you watch the True Crime Network?
Sure.
Is that what it's called?
There's a True Crime TV, I think it's called.
Hmm. I'm sure it'll be on one of the channels like that.
True,
or maybe it'll just
oh,
be
maybe
on
maybe it's
e.
called True TV. I can't remember. Mm. Yeah, but I'll probably check it out.
Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala?
No, what did she have on? Something amazing, I'm sure.
It's,
that gold dress?
Yeah, but there's like this corset or whatever you call it that just squeezes her waist super tight.
God, she looks like Isis.
See that?
Like it's like an Egyptian god.
It's not even, it's fake almost.
Well, people are saying, did she have ribs removed?
Look at this.
Damn.
Ridiculous.
Well, she does that. She wears those waist trainers.
Yeah, they do that on purpose.
Yeah. Squeeze that crap right in. She is an hourglass. There's no question about that.
I was going to say out, but go on.
She, what?
Squeeze the crap right out.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like there's room for that in there.
Yeah. Well, you take out what you don't need then when you have that kind of money.
I bet you do have to before you get tied up, right?
Now I'm with you. I think that was a poop joke.
It was.
Is that what? Okay. I get it now. Yep. Maybe. Never mind.
I didn't
forget it.
I didn't even look at her.
No, I'm with you. That there's not a lot of room for a whole lot of anything in there.
Right.
Paparazzi caught up with Brad Pitt. Ran into the camera guy. Ran into Brad Pitt walking to his car in L.A. on Friday, and he asked the burning question that's on all of our minds. Now that you're single and Jennifer Aniston's single, are you guys getting back together? And he goes, oh, my God. All right. Have a good one. Gets in his car, drives away. Okay. Courtney Love was actually was asking if Brad Pitt should play Kurt Cobain in a movie. I'm like, that dude's, he's 55.
Yeah.
Like, Kurt was 27 when he died. No, the answer is no. So she said, Kurt had more presence and more beauty than Brad Pitt. He was a leader. He was strong. In fact, he was well effing hung, if you really want to know.
What does that mean about Brad? What's she saying? Does she know that he's not?
We've seen Brad's ding-a-ling.
You have not.
Yeah, we have.
You have?
He was on vacation with Gwyneth Paltrow and we saw it years and years ago.
Well, was it a water vacation?
Because
that's not fair.
Fine.
You can't judge it if he'd just been swimming.
No, well, if he had been, then it's even bigger than it looked.
Oh.
Yeah, it looked fine. Looked like a, you know, normal to large size.
You were like, I'll have some of that.
You see it?
Take that.
Taking a look at that.
Will you take that?
Look decent.
Here it is, Vin.
Yeah, it's fine.
You care for it.
Let's have a look at that. Yeah, it looks good. I mean, that's flaccid.
Oh, that's a full frontal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we've seen it. There it is.
Huh.
Looks good.
All right.
Look how ripped he is.
I
Jesus
know.
Christ.
Dang.
Oh, Brad.
And he looks all young.
Yeah. Well, he was.
We all were that once. Yeah.
I know.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
Lord.
We were. We won't reminisce about it, though. What's coming with the news?
I'll get to that. Moms can't remember the last time they slept 8 hours story. Although that's really the story. And more after the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right, time for news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup.
Oh.
Bring the coup to your house. Check out theorganiccoup.com for organic delivery options. Try the tots.
Yeah, oh my God.
And the burrito. Also the sandwich. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Delicious. Oh.
Organiccoup.com. COUP.com. Here's what's happening. Okay, so game 7 tonight for the Sharks, 6 p.m.
Go Sharks.
Winner
Come on,
moves
guys.
On. Loser starts vacation. Warriors have game 5 tonight. It's at home, and I'm getting news from our texters that the A's have a home game tonight as well.
Oh, boy.
So traffic should be super fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Woo! Oy vey.
That is a 7:30 game time for the Warriors there. Go Warriors, go Sharks. It's a good night for TV. Also, Survivor's on tonight, as you well know.
Yep.
It's probably one of the first things you thought of today.
Absolutely. What day is it? Hump day, that means Survivor. Oh, and hey, I think this is the second to last episode, too.
I think this is probably going to be one of the better episodes, as there's still a lot of people in play and a bunch of stuff has to happen. It's going to be action-packed.
Something has to happen with that extinction group.
Yep.
I mean, that's so, got to happen
tonight,
excited. Right?
Once you get past the family visit, then it's like, it's going down.
I want Reem to get back in.
What?
She's been,
no, you
yes,
don't.
I do. She was the first one voted out, and she's been sitting on that freaking empty, boring beach for 34 days. I want her to get back
in. At least
in.
Now she's finally stopped being so awful to every
she's still
person.
Pretty awful. I mean,
I felt like she, at one point last episode or the one before, where she was like, it's a game. What are you going to do?
And she went out there. She's like, Kelly, you've been sitting in the sun a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's coming down.
Well,
maybe
you almost
not.
Have to. Man, a little humble pie to be eaten there at Extinction Island.
I wanted to do this next story because I experienced this just last night, and then I had to go to my Google. That's how some of us say it. Our more refined person calls it Google. Anyway, I had to look it up because I didn't know the international sign for I'm choking.
Oh.
Do you? Yes!
I'm choking.
Do know
it. Of course. That's what you would be doing. That's why they made it the international sign, so you didn't have to remember anything complicated when you were choking.
The international sign for I'm choking is both of your hands
wrapped around
your neck. Now, you can do it with one hand if you're using your other for, I don't know what, driving or anything.
Sure.
But that's, you need to be able to let someone know I'm choking.
Even though you can't talk, you can still call 911. Just tap your phone. Tap your phone. They'll know you're choking.
So my daughter got something, a too big a bite of something in her throat, and she stopped talking and got a weird look on her face, and we were like, what's up? And as she didn't move, we realized, oh, my God, she's choking. Everything was fine, but what I realized
is... Did you have the Heimlicher?
No. What I realized, though, is we didn't know the sign and she didn't know the sign.
Does that call the silent killer? Because if your back is to a child and they're choking, they can be gone just like that.
That's why I went and looked it up and we learned a new lesson last night. Mm. So the international sign for choking is your hands around your neck because they can't talk and they're scared. And I've even heard stories where someone runs off thinking they're going to get themselves straightened out and they don't want anyone to know. And then they die because...
they die on their way to the bathroom because no one knows what the hell's wrong with them.
Right.
And once you've fallen to the floor, now you're just an unconscious person. They don't know, someone might not know that you're choking.
Oh, a 9-year-old girl near Boston named Shailene Ryan was at school last Wednesday, and her best friend, Kira, started choking on a hot dog at lunch.
Oh, God.
She couldn't breathe, and her face turned red, but luckily Shailene knew what to do because she'd just learned the Heimlich maneuver one day before that.
Oh, my God.
Her parents signed her up for a course at the local rec center called Home Alone Safety. And one of the things she learned was what to do if someone starts choking. So she immediately jumped up, got behind Kira, did the Heimlich the way they taught her to, and she saved her best friend's life.
Oh, my God.
She told the local news she wasn't even nervous when she saw Kira choking because she knew exactly how to handle it.
God.
But just so you guys know, that's something if you haven't, we hadn't come across it.
Right.
So we'd never taught it to our kids. She didn't know. She just had that look like, you know, I guess a scared look on her face. But she wasn't moving and wasn't talking. And we're all, what is up with you?
Well, you notice when your daughter stops talking.
Right.
That never happens.
Oh, my God.
Chatterbox.
Have you hung out with her before?
No, but I know you.
She's a motor, dude. She is a motor.
Mm. Well, get what you're supposed to get. Lessons to be learned in every corner of your life.
Instead of spending money on a Mother's Day present this year, looks like what mom wants is some sleep.
Oh.
According to a new survey, the number one things moms say they want for Mother's Day is... some sleep.
Yeah, let me sleep in. No breakfast in bed. Just leave me be till noon. Oh, it's such a luxury.
Most moms say they'd love a good night's sleep. Mm. Another quarter or so say they want a day off from parenting entirely to just relax. A nice dinner date came in a distant third to some sleep.
Yeah, sleep, please.
And a day away from that thing.
But it's Mother's Day. You got to be a mother all day.
Right. Well, that's...
I'm just going to leave you. I'm going to go golf. I'm going to leave you to it. Just enjoy being a mother. It's your
day. The reason moms want a good night's sleep is because they can't remember the last time they got a good 8 hours of sleep. Mm. It never happens.
Mm. Well, when they're little, it just doesn't.
3 out of 4 moms say they feel tired all the time.
Yeah, gets to be the new normal.
All the time.
I'm just tired all the time. If I closed my eyes, I'd fall right to sleep. I'm a mom. You worry. Worry and worry and worry. Whole new set of worries the older they get. They're off on their own. You're like, oh my God.
Don't you like it more, though, that they at least have something to do?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that doesn't involve me at all.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're so great to hang out with when you're sleeping. Sit right here. Stroke your hair.
I don't know about your wedding. I don't think I'm going to get a bouncy castle at mine.
Oh.
But that's now available for you. You can now rent a wedding bouncy castle for your big day.
Oh, look at that. It's all decorated so pretty.
I did notice.
That's funny for pictures, I guess. You know, the two of you jumping in a... There's the bride and groom there.
Yep. At a couple friends' weddings, the big thing, and this was, I want to say this was 8-something years ago or whatever, but the photo booth was a big hit.
It seems like the best.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah. Photo booths are absolutely great.
You put some costumes around there, and the next thing you know, everybody's gathered around that making all kinds of memories.
And they get to bring that home with them, and I think some of them, they save them on a little... drive for you, right? You get to see all the people at your wedding having fun.
Do you like that?
I think it's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love photo booths. I think they're really fun.
I don't know if we've looked into that. I'll have to ask. Yeah. She would know.
It's not for everyone. One thing we did at our wedding that was awesome, which people don't really have disposable cameras anymore, but we put a couple of those on each table and asked, and they said, please leave it on the table. We developed them all afterward.
Oh, yeah. Right. I've seen that done. That's 20 or more years ago, but I've seen that done. Sure. Yeah.
You get all kinds of stills.
About 46% of the United States population, almost half of the U.S. population,
okay,
used one or more prescription drugs in the past 30 days. Have you?
No. Have you?
No.
Prescription drugs? No. Yuzi, you have a prescription.
I do have a prescription.
What about you, Brittany?
No.
What about your daughter? Didn't she have like a... Didn't you take her to the hospital? Did you get her on ampicillin or something?
No.
Why'd she go to the hospital again?
It was just a really high fever.
Oh, all right. That wasn't just the other day, was it?
It was. It was, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Feels like within the last 30 days, although the way time goes these days.
Oh, right. 30 days. There you go. Huh. Well, anyway, with almost half the U.S. population taking drugs... It may be surprising that that's a slight improvement from 10 years ago.
Wow.
We're doing better.
Huh.
That number's an improvement, everybody.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard to believe.
Huh.
I mean, I get it. Science is helping people live better lives.
Science. Da, 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 da.
I don't know if they count, you know, Viagra or whatever, but I would be...
Oh.
I would be devastated if I couldn't... raise it.
Oh, and you'd want to go get some.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Right. I mean, that's a prescription.
Gotta raise your flag, man.
Or is that not a prescription?
I'm not sure. I think it's a prescription.
I think it's prescribed, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would...
I guess unless you go to Mexico,
I was gonna
say,
you can get some black market stuff for sure, yeah. No problem.
But yeah, there's... I mean, diabetes is big in America right
absolutely.
Now. I mean...
Even just high blood pressure and things that come on as you get older. People are just on sort of medications that mediate that.
This story is surprising to me. I'm assuming these people... I don't even know what. I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Americans have 131 days a year where they are bored out of their head.
Oh, my God. Really? Well, I guess if you have a boring job, that would make sense. If you work as a, I don't know... a stock clerk and you don't have any human interaction and, or I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of boring jobs. People work at a job so they can go have their life, have their fun. But I think that's kind of sad. That's a lot of time to be bored.
Well, we talked about it here and I mention it because I find myself more now than ever with a lot of responsibilities. And there are days that pass where I go, I didn't have any fun today.
Mm.
Like, I just did chores and laundry and this and that and
babysat,
vacuum. And then
right.
I did this and that. And at the end of it all, I'm like, wow, that wasn't very much fun today.
Today was a grind.
I have to go find something to do. Mm. But for the most part, that is bored?
Yeah.
Bored.
I just can't even imagine it.
Well, it seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
That people find them. I do notice where people are like, yeah, I play video games 6 hours a day, and I think...
Well, if you're not bored by it.
No, I know, but I mean, that's like... Clearly, if they didn't have that, where would their time be going?
Right. Well,
into the TV, probably,
I don't know,
right?
Right, exactly. I don't know what they'd be doing. Certainly does fill time. I don't have time to be bored.
A former Netflix creative director just got a $1.6 million... donation... He raised $1.6 million for something called Liquid Death.
Liquid Death?
You want some?
Who is this guy?
Let me see here. Let me get his name. Mike Cesario.
He just...
has announced he raised $1.6 million for Liquid Death.
Yeah, I don't want...
Do you want some?
I don't think so.
It's canned water. It's what we've been talking about.
And they're calling it Liquid Death?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they call it that? That seems like something that...
They got donations from the guy who started Dollar Shave Club and from the guy who started Twitter.
Oh.
And from a co-founder of something called Away. Co-founder Jen Rubio.
Okay. And these people are all investing in water that's named Liquid Death.
Yeah.
But it's just water.
It's just water in a can. I guess the guy's a punk... rock and heavy metal fan and has branded it in that sort of extreme straight edge.
That's kind of funny. So someone who just doesn't want to have a drink but wants to still, you know, hang at the party with something cool in their hand has a can of liquid death.
It says for the tech bros.
Murder your thirst.
Murder your thirst. That's funny.
That is funny.
Let's have a look at this. Oh, liquid death. And it is like a, boy, is that like a maggot covered skull? What is that?
It's just
liquid death, mountain water.
Yeah. Murder your thirst.
Your thirst.
That's pretty funny. You know, that's, oh boy, that guy is. There's heads being blown off with it, taken off with axes. That is.
We've been talking about canned water, and someone's doing it.
Well,
let's get rid of those plastic bottles. This guy's got something going that could. I mean, yeah.
And it's a clean can when you're done with it.
It's an unfortunate, unfortunately, a small market that will be willing to stand around with liquid death in their hand. Yeah. But
although it's funny, it's got a good novel. Like I might have to. Where can I get it? Like, that would be a funny thing to hear. Oh, you want some water? Here you go.
Yeah, liquid death. Here you go.
But then would you get sick of explaining it every time?
No, you wouldn't.
Their hashtag is death to plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Great.
I like it too.
Get it done, guys. Get that to market. I'll buy some of that.
Let's see if I can get it on Amazon.
Mike Cesario.
I want to buy some. Liquid death.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Liquid death. It's on here.
It is.
It's already at market then.
Oh, my God. Tall boy, 60.9. This is so funny. I'm going to buy some.
It's already at market.
Hold on. How many? It's 21 bucks, though, for how many? One?
For a 12-pack.
Oh, for a 12-pack?
Yeah, for a 12-pack.
Right. Where do you see 12-pack?
It's right there.
Right there on the top of the.
She's doing it on her phone.
It's in parentheses. It's in parentheses.
Right. Well, she's on her phone. That's
Buy now. I'm doing it.
All right.
I will support your liquid death, people.
I'm going to do it too then. I mean, I won't do it now because I don't order stuff like that. But I'll get to a laptop at some point today.
To
and
buck
take
something
care of it.
For it's actually that's cheap for bottled
yeah
water.
Here, I mean, think what you pay too if you go to some.
Oh, you can buy some too.
Yeah, and I'll bring it here.
Okay.
All right.
Liquid death on its way.
Let's make it happen, people. Yeah, order liquid up death liquid death. Canned water. Maybe it'll taste good.
Maybe
too.
It will. I'll taste it and let you know.
So.
Canned water is not my favorite.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Won't we?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Bryn. That's Justin backing up Justin. Sarah.
Thank you, Texter.
It wasn't. It's not. It's actually Ed Sheeran.
You're wrong, Sarah.
Is Jane here yet?
Nope.
Jane
is not here.
She's been busy lately.
Well, she's going nationwide, Ben.
That's clear.
Busy getting bigger.
Is Sarah okay this morning?
Did
that shot of the Buckeye throw her off? She's tired, maybe. What's up with all the missing words?
I know. There was one story there. I was like, boy, I really am not.
It was the baby story.
It was. Well, I was looking at the word baby, and it just came out of my mouth. And sometimes I'm not really listening to what I'm saying. You know, I'm thinking a couple sentences ahead. Yeah. Yeah, sorry about it.
We're all guilty of that.
I was very much thrown off. But not thrown off. I mean, it was just so not like anything I've ever really seen before on my way to work. This guy totally did a bend over, full on bend over pull apart with his big hairy butt. Like, less than a mile from here.
Recap the story.
I'm driving down Battery. It's 5 a.m.
Dark.
Dark o'clock in the morning. Guys, he's got a car. I don't think he's a homeless dude. I don't know what possesses someone. I'm the only car coming. So this was for me. And he takes his pants down and pulls his butt cheeks apart and shows me where the sun don't shine.
Well, maybe people have said to him that it's beautiful and he should share it more often.
It's not that good looking. It needed a clip hard. It was furry.
Did you slow down? Was your foot still on the pedal?
No, I was just going. I mean, I just had sort of gotten out of that lane a little bit to give this guy who's got an open car door and is standing in the road. And I didn't even really realize what I was looking at it. Like, what am I seeing?
Hello.
And I kept rolling. I was only a block or two from here. Yeah. So I kept rolling down the street. I'm like, did that just happen?
Should have took a picture of it.
Well, it was a little. I only saw it for a second.
Hey, I meant to do this story. It was on my iPad, so it wasn't quite in my pile. And then the screen went dark, and I missed it. I just wanted to mention again that Uber is going public Friday. Mm-hmm. There's a planned protest today among Uber drivers.
Uber and Lyft,
and Lyft
right?
is saying they're jumping in on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess they feel like they've got to do something to make a point that is, this is not a sustainable way to have employees.
Right.
You can't do it this way.
We need bennies.
But Uber is saying, well, then don't work for us. But yeah. if you look around, you might notice that we have tons of people driving for us.
Yeah. And I'm sure you'll still be able to get an Uber or Lyft today. There'll be plenty of people who are like, yeah. Ellis, and I still need to make money today.
Bay Area drivers have four demands. Livable hourly wage. Clear policies on wages. Tips and deactivations.
Deactivations.
And benefits such as disability, workers' comp, retirement, health care. And that's way more than four things, yeah. but okay.
Maybe they're in four groups.
Paid time off. Okay, well... they have a lot of demands.
Yep.
Uber does. And so they're going to be striking today, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read the rest of the...
Let me tell you one thing. The baby's name.
Oh, baby Sussex?
Yes. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Archie!
As in Archibald?
It just says Archie. Archie Harrison.
Ooh, Archie!
I love it.
I think it's adorable. Like the comics, right? No. I hear some of the commoners look at those and said, you've married a commoner. Of course you named your child Archie. No. Get out. All right, the text after these? Okay.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.